and welcome back to another episode of the OU Students Association podcast. In this episode, we'll be looking at a problem that quite a lot of OU students face, and that's isolation. We see it mentioned on social media all the time. We all know that as the OU is a distance learning university, the social aspect of study is quite different from brick universities. For the most part, you study alone. For some students, that's great. That's one of the reasons why they chose the OU in the first place, but others find it difficult. We'll be looking at the reasons why OU students can feel isolated, what they can do about it if they are feeling that way, where they can turn to for help, and we'll be looking at some of the ways that OU students get around that problem and enjoy the huge community of OU students that does exist. At the OU Students Association, we are really aware of students feeling isolated and that really having a negative impact on their studies. And that's one of the reasons why we provide a confidential service called Peer Support. If you're an OU student and you need some advice, you're feeling lonely, or you just want to talk to someone friendly for a while, peer supporters are a really fantastic resource available to you. Another place you can turn to is Nightline.
I just want to give you a bit of information about a fantastic service that Students Association is associated with. It's called Nightline. You might have seen us advertising it through this year. Nightline is an information and listening service for students who are having problems coping with the pressures that life throws at them. So the OU Students Association affiliated to the service in September last year for a pilot year. We were really concerned because we'd witnessed students on forums and on social media platforms in real distress at different times, and this seemed to occur in the small hours when life can feel really difficult if you're on your own. So Nightline is a bit like a Samaritan service. It's run by students for students, and it is for students in distress who need someone to talk to. It's really surprising how much a chat with someone else can make a problem seem not quite so enormous. They do say that a problem shared is a problem halved. So if you ring Nightline, the volunteers, they don't give advice, but they're there to listen for as long as a student wants to talk. It's completely anonymous, completely confidential, so it's away from a student's study. Volunteers might provide information about other services that students could take up. For example, for OU students, this might mean directing them back to their student support teams or to the Student Association's peer support service, where a student can get some support from a fellow student. So the Students Association affiliated to London Nightline because that's where the telephone systems are based. So the telephone service is closed now for the summer, although the email service is still available. If you want to contact them, it's at the moment, it's listening@nightline.org.uk. The Students Association has just signed up for a further year of affiliation. We were really staggered to learn that figures from last year showed that nearly 1,000 OU students had called the hotline in its first year. And the calls were on all sorts of emotional problems and different topics. No topic was out of bounds. Topics like family relationships, caring responsibilities, real emotional problems. And volunteers are highly trained so that they can respond to all sorts of these difficult calls. Lines open again in late September, and it's a great service for our students to have access to. You never know what's around the corner. You never know when you might need someone to talk to. And there's also an opportunity for OU students to volunteer to be on those hotlines. You need to live within the London area because that's where the premises are based. And it's quite a commitment. It does take up a lot of your spare time because there's plenty of training and there's a rota to be on. But it's such an amazing service and such a worthwhile thing to do. But there are some other opportunities for people outside of London. You can help with the publicity. You can be an ambassador for the service. And if anyone is interested, just need to contact us here at Student Association and we'll get you some more info. That's usual address, usa@open.ac.uk.
we're really invested in growing an OU student community. And for the most part, that is online. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, now Pinterest. And we also have the forums, but it's not all online. We also have affiliated societies run by students. I spoke to Kath Brown about societies and how they can help an OU student avoid feeling isolated.
I'm just going to start the call recording now, just because I'm worried I might forget.
Okay.
And that would be awful to realise halfway through.
That would be really embarrassing, wouldn't it?
That would be, I don't know what I'd say.
Oh, I can think of a few things I might say in your position, but I probably shouldn't say them.
So I thought if we start with you just kind of introducing yourself.
My name's Kath Brown, and I've recently been elected chair of the OUSA Society Standing Committee. And I'm on that committee because I'm the chair of the OU's Chemistry Society, Alchemy.
Today on the show, we're thinking about isolation, because that can be something that a lot of OU students face. Do you have any... Well, first of all, have you ever felt a bit isolated studying through the OU?
To be honest, personally, probably not, because, I mean, I am, like many OU students, a part-time student. Only I do have a day job. I'm a teacher. And because I'm in the sort of environment where people are studying, the fact that I'm studying as well has always worked quite well for me. But I do know an awful lot of students who have felt somewhat isolated at times, that they don't know anyone else who's thinking about developing their knowledge or working towards qualifications. It is a pretty common problem, I know.
Definitely. Do you have any suggestions for students that are feeling isolated and alone in their studies?
Basically, you need to make the first step to go out there and meet people. I know sometimes it's hard, but sometimes it seems a little bit intimidating to go along, meet up with people you don't know. But you can meet them online first. You can have a nice chat with them on the forum or on Facebook, and then arrange a meet-up for there so you don't feel like the strangers. You can... So local branches of OUSA will organise that. You can get involved in a student society. All the societies are run by students for students, and they can have from under 100 members to thousands of members. Quite a few of our societies, in fact the majority, do affiliate to OUSA, the OU Students Association. There's lots of reasons for doing that. You get quite a lot of support there, you get help with your admin and the finance, you can discuss things with other society representatives to exchange ideas, you get to go to the OUSA conference, which is great fun and happens every couple of years. Now, there are lots of different societies. We have curriculum-based ones, for example, for chemistry, physics, psychology, law, maths. There are broader ones about things like history or Shakespeare. For general interest ones, going from mountaineering to chain ringing to entrepreneurs. So there's loads of different societies around. All of them have students, just like any of the listeners here, involved in them, running the committees. They're not something the OU do, they're something that we do ourselves, and they're an awful lot of fun. If I look at the sort of thing we do within our society, we arrange events. So, for example, we've arranged trips to a brewery, obviously for very intensive chemical study of the processes, not anything to do with the drinking. We've arranged trips to the OU campus. We have revision weekends. We have various newsletters that keeps people up to date with things. We have a very active online network as well. We have an OUSA forum, we have a Facebook group, we have a Twitter account. So there's loads of different ways for students to keep in touch with each other. And speaking personally, I've made so many really, really good friends from the society. It's a really easy way to keep in touch with them as well.
What would be the first step?
Well, the first step would be to go along to the OUSA website. There's a link there that's about getting involved. And societies are one of the things that it gives you a link to the various OUSA-affiliated societies. And they can be from academic things to interests such as mountaineering, to more general interests such as we have a Central Region Arts Club here that organises trips to places of interest, theatre, etc. And you'll see the links to those there. And then you can go and find those societies. They have their own websites, they'll have their own forums, they'll be on Facebook. There'll be various ways to get in touch with them. And if you go along to one of their events first, you can see how you think it feels, so to speak, whether it's right for you.
Definitely. I think that societies really help to foster a sense of community because, like you said, they're not all just focused on specific modules or subjects.
yes, I think it helps from multiple perspectives that if you're doing something like mountaineering, and yes, you're meeting students who were studying very different things to you, but you've still got the OU in common as well as your love for mountaineering, even if you're within the academic one, it helps to give contact with people who are further along in their study journey. So, for example, some of our members in the Chemistry Society, Alchemy, have just started out with their studies. Others have finished their degree, otherwise are partway through. It's a good way to actually have a chat to other people in the way you might do at a Brit university, talking to people in the year above, just to get some sort of perspective on things and understand it isn't just you going through this, that the others went through the same thing.
Recently, we've noticed that there's been a huge influx of OU student bloggers.
My name is Leanne, and I'm a student with the Open University. I'm halfway through my history degree now, and very much looking forward to the rest of the journey.
How would you think that isolation affects an OU student? Have you ever felt that before?
I certainly have, particularly at the beginning of my journey. When you first start, you don't really realise everything that is out there to help you, and you certainly feel alone. You get your large parcel of books and it's all very exciting, but then the moment you open them, suddenly everything's a bit more daunting. You look at it all and you think, oh gosh, I don't know anything about this, which of course you don't, because you haven't been taught it yet, but it doesn't stop that feeling. And suddenly you do find that you just don't really know where to go and how you're going to get through it all and what's out there to help you. So yes, I've definitely experienced that isolation feeling.
And I suppose it is one of the downsides of distance learning, and I suppose it's something that can't be really be avoided. I'm sure it affects everyone to some degree. And as I was thinking about it today, I was thinking there's really a difference between loneliness and isolation, because lots of OU students they live with their families, they have children, they have their friends around them all the time. They're not lonely people. But it's just having those people to talk to that are going through exactly what you're going through, a TMA from hell.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. I'm certainly not a lonely person. I'm absolutely surrounded by people and things to do all the time. But those people aren't doing the same thing as myself with the course. I mean, I'm lucky that I can talk to my husband about it. He's really understanding with it. But yeah, they don't know the same things. They're not trying to write the TMA. And you do need to connect with people that are doing something similar so that you can identify with them and see that other people are struggling too. And it's not just you.
What kind of advice would you have for another OU student that was feeling really isolated? What do you do to kind of bridge that gap?
I definitely do go searching online. I didn't really think that that was something that I would particularly be fussed by doing at first, but I now do that quite a lot, because that is where you're going to find the bulk of other people doing similar things to you. There are Facebook pages out there which can be quite informative, but they can also be quite fun and add a bit of humour into it, which is often needed, I think, to lighten up the mood of the stressful times. I also use Twitter. You can find lots of different groups on Twitter to talk to, lots of different people, and that seems like a really good way. There's also the tutor group forums, which everybody does get told about. Not everybody uses them, but they're the people that you do meet in your tutorials that are doing the same as you, that do know the same tutor as you. So they were there when you've had your last discussions and can remember things, and they can be really helpful. And then for me, I've started to use blogging. I've been connecting with other people, other student bloggers, and really kind of documenting my journey on there. And I found that's a really useful way of getting to know more about other students and what they're doing.
At the Student Association office, we've noticed a lot of OU student blogs, and it does seem to be a very kind of popular format for OU students in particular.
Yeah, I have noticed there are a lot of them out there. I can only really say why I've done it, and that really is because of a couple of reasons. Firstly, I wanted to document my own journey for myself, really. I realised that I was going to be embarking on something that's quite big and probably life-changing, and I wanted a documentation of that, and so I could look back and see everything I've done. Obviously, you could do something like that in a diary. However, putting it online meant that I could then share that with other students, and you find that they then start to talk back to you about their journey, about their similarities. And if you're talking about problems you've had, then they may well have some answers or some ideas for you. For me also, I wanted to document something for my children to be able to read when they're a little bit older. I wanted them to be able to learn, really, and to teach them through my own experience, because it's all very well talking later down the line, but I wouldn't necessarily remember everything. And I thought that by putting everything on a blog that they could then access, they can see the highs and the lows, but also that you actually get through it at the end. So that's the reason that I've chosen to blog. And I think probably most of the other students that I've talked to have also done it, really, to connect with others and find out, you know, what problems they're suffering from, also their success stories, because it's really nice to watch that and know that, you know, people have got through things, so I can as well.
Definitely. I love your reasoning for the blog. So there's definitely a sense of camaraderie with bloggers, with OU bloggers, if we call them that.
Yeah, definitely. And I would probably call them OU bloggers, because they are the people that you end up connecting with. And I think they probably all call themselves that as well. So, yeah, the camaraderie is definitely what the main point is about connecting with each other.
And could you tell me a bit about the student blog party?
I can, yes. I was looking through some different ideas on how I could maybe improve my blog and the reach of it so that I could connect with a few more people. And I came across this idea of posting blog parties where you invite people to come and put links to their own blogs within yours, and you do them under different themes. And when I thought about that, I thought how nice it would be if we could find a way of getting lots of other student bloggers to all come and put their links in one place, so that we could all share each other's, because there's plenty that we haven't come across yet. And it'd be really nice to have kind of a group or a list of bloggers that we could connect with and have a look at their stories and share with even further. But also, I like to help people, and so whenever somebody does come across my blog, it's really nice to know that they can also then see this blog post, the blog party, and look at all the different bloggers that are putting their links on there, so they can then find them as well.
So do you have any tips for getting started with blogging?
Tips for getting started? Well, there's absolutely loads of different sites out there that will teach you how to set up a blog, because there's a few technicalities involved. I use WordPress, which is a very common one, and I found it fairly straightforward to use. Once you've actually got something set up, I really would say just blog regularly. Blog about all kinds of things, whatever's affecting you, whatever makes you feel happy about your studies, absolutely anything, because you can guarantee that whatever you're talking about, there will be other students out there that have experienced something similar or are feeling quite alone, and you maybe help them realise that they're not alone. And you never know what kind of conversations get sparked off from it as well. And the more you talk with people, the more you find out, and it helps your own knowledge and your own feeling, really, of not being alone. So, yeah, my best tip is just blog regularly.
That's a great tip. That's that consistency.
Definitely.
And I suppose we should really actually point students towards your blog, shouldn't we? So would you like to tell students where they can find you?
I would indeed. You can find me at serendipityhistoryandme.wordpress.com. And if you search through, you can find the student blog party as one of the posts on there as well.
And that's it from another episode of the OU Students Association podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by emailing ousa-comms@open.ac.uk. That's ousa-comms@open.ac.uk.